Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Cairo, Egypt. The Islamic State attack on the Coptic Church in Cairo, Egypt is only the tip of the iceberg of Christian persecution in the Middle East. That's the headline. Dr. Elwood McQuaid will join me in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We can debate whether it's a big C or a little C Christian, but the Coptic Church there in Cairo, Egypt, was the location where Islamic State has claimed they went after that particular church in the center of Cairo. They destroyed the church. They killed a number of people. They did it, they said, on Muhammad's birthday. I said we can talk about whether big C or little C. I say the big C Christian would be a true born-again Bible-believing Christian. The little C would be, in the Middle East, they use that term, Christian, for people who are not Jewish or Muslim. But whether the Coptics are true born-again believers or not doesn't matter. They're called Christians by the ones who are perpetrating this type of act on churches and on Christians. And if indeed they're not true Christians, the true Christians are in line to be persecuted as well, are they not?
Exactly right. And the issue to the Islamic radicals, Jimmy, does not concern itself with big C or little C. We can debate that in Christian circles, but to them, it's all the same. If the name is Christian, they want it dead. And this terrible, atrocious attack in Cairo and the devastation of the death hit them the most. Whether it was ISIS, they claim credit, the Muslim Brotherhood, they said, had a hand in it. That makes absolutely no difference. The problem is, by whatever name these people operate, the ideology is all the same. It's whether it's the Muslim Brotherhood, whether it's ISIS, whether it's some of these other radical groups, they all have one ideology, that is to destroy Christianity and wipe Christianity certainly off the face of the Middle East and then moving west into Europe and the United States. That's their goal.
Dr. Elwood McQuaid, he authored the book Persecuted, and he had the details behind this story today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Believers in Jesus Christ will face persecution today and into the future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's Word says, in the last days, believers in Jesus Christ will face persecution, and some even death. That's Revelation chapter 6 and verse 9. During the tribulation period, evil angels will attack believers. That's chapter 12 of Revelation, verses 11 through 17, and many of the believers will be beheaded. That's Revelation chapter 20, verses 4, 5, and 6. Persecution of believers today in the Middle East is a foretaste of things to come. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...